Kalamawarinya. Kalamawarinya was a Mumurimina man of the Oyster Bay Nation, born at Kangaroo Bay in current-day Belrive. Mumurimina people were the first to encounter the British invaders. The first massacre of our people occurred during a kangaroo hunt at Piora Katina, Risdon Cove. Soon after the massacre, British soldiers forced the family of Kalamawarinya from Kangaroo Bay. They moved to Kulina on the banks of the Jordan River. Violence in the war followed. He lost most of his family in the attack by soldiers and colonists. Still a young man and a skilled warrior, he joined the neighbouring Big River Nation as a resistance fighter in the war. At Wibalina, he remained a warrior. He continued to go bush for hunting and wore ochre in his hair, which he smuggled from off the island, or rust when the ochre was not available. In one incident, Kalamawarinya and another man ran up to the chaplain with waddies clubs and ordered the white man back to his house, telling him they would not allow our people to wait on him like slaves. He partnered with Pilonimina at Wibalina, and the two remained together for the rest of their lives. After Wibalina was closed, they were among the survivors taken to Putalina Oyster Cove. From beside the water at Kangaroo Bay to the abandoned convict station at Putalina, dressed in the clothes of the invaders, given the new name of Tipu to replace his own, Kalamawarinya remained a man still strong and sure, a man who survived the war. He died on the 20th of June, 1837, having never returned with his people to their country.